B-Pod Studios.
So it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me. I must get up now.
Why now? After all this time.
After all this time, why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Hey, it's day two of the, I kind of like the name, the B Team. Kind of stuck with me yesterday.
Yeah.
For Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. But maybe that's not the best idea. But anyway.
I don't know. I think
day
that's
two.
Expectations just right.
Yeah,
I think
so.
B-list?
Oh, it's the
B-listers. I think that might be good,
B-team.
Too.
I did notice that LBF's husband, Dave, Facebook friended me yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, is this weird? I'm like, nope.
No, I know it's weird when guys are our age going, so do you want to be friends? So gladly accept him. Brian's wife didn't do anything. Maybe later.
She's you know. A friend of me. No,
she hasn't friended you. Ooh, she's tough. Tough. Love it. So do you have yesterday my wife was listening on, you know, online. She's still back in you know, Jersey.
Yeah.
And she thought it was a great show for her first time. She enjoyed it.
Good.
Yeah, they're not bad.
I heard that you also got like a next level compliment.
Oh, who's that from?
From your mother-in-law.
Oh, Bev loved the show.
So
loves
that's
you guys.
Like,
oh, they seem like nice people.
They're
nice. So I went to Market Basket and we brought, you know those little sandwiches they have? The Market Basket?
Yeah.
The little lobster rolls?
Boy, you love lobster
I won
rolls.
Her heart. Over with those.
Oh, yeah.
They're not bad.
You know
inside.
Who has a really good lobster roll, just so you know?
Yeah.
Sullivan's in South Boston.
Okay.
So you go to the end of this road here, and you will
it's
be
in the opposite
super happy.
Direction that she's pointing.
Yeah, it's okay.
It is?
It is.
Well,
right,
I mean, you know.
Follow Brian.
So that's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
You've learned that now about
you know
me.
The name, just don't take
who
the direction.
To follow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have another What About Bob question?
I have a couple of rapid fire questions for you, just
this
to kind of
scary.
Get an idea
right.
of who you are.
Okay.
Godfather or Goodfellas?
Oh, Godfather.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta have it.
Cake or ice cream?
Ice cream. Ice cream for sure.
Flavor?
If I had my druthers, chocolate cappuccino chip. Something like that.
Good one.
Right.
Country or classical?
Country.
Ooh.
Love it. Yeah.
Motorcycle or boat?
Boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting a little bit
you don't
bit
want
more...
me on a motorcycle, Annie. No. Boat, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Good to know. Those are a couple of questions that I have, but I'll have more
my
later.
My wife thinks I should buy a motorcycle. She thinks that's like it's really sexy.
She does?
And she wants some, maybe some tattoos.
Oh,
what do you guys think?
God.
Wow. Yeah, so.
I
wow.
always
yeah.
say that you should buy somebody a motorcycle for their last birthday.
I told her.
Very
yeah,
scary.
Right.
I don't like it.
I don't. She, you know, she thinks they're sexy. I said, I think you need another guy. You want tattoos? I might not be the guy for you.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
1057 WROR, where it's 80s and more. It's time for Sports Shorts, brought to you by Duncan. What do you got, LBF?
Okay, it was a very All About Eve moment at Wimbledon. I like to reference 1950s black and white movies when I do
okay,
sports.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, well.
You know it's sports, right? We're doing sports. Okay.
We're white at Wimbledon.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here we go.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, Venus Williams was... beaten by Coco Gauff. She is 15 years old. She is the youngest competitor to qualify for the All England Club. And it was she beat her, pulling off a 6-4 victory in the first round. Venus Williams, the oldest woman in the field at 39. And it was really an emotional moment because Gauff never thought she would ever beat this person who she's admired her whole life.
Right.
She actually cried for the first time winning a match. She's cried, obviously. She said,
sure.
When I've lost one, but I didn't know how to. I didn't even know how to explain how I feel. I'm like, well, you're 15.
You're 15. Yeah.
You have don't you seen even have the words yet.
Have you seen this girl? She's,
yeah, she's
I mean,
really good.
15.
And Venus won her Wimbledon titles before this girl was born.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
So
that's
Venus
the,
cried,
Venus was
too.
Cool about it, right? She,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, I think she was.
They
yeah,
had
she,
the awkward office hug, you know.
Yeah, you know, at the end.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, happy for
really,
you, but I'm going to
really
go rethink my life.
But it's great because, you know, Coco was, like, inspired by the Williams sisters.
Yeah.
And
yes.
it's great.
No, yeah, that
she's
is.
Excellent.
That,
Serena,
it's a great story.
Serena
yeah.
is going to play her first round match today, this morning.
Yeah, 11:15 she plays. Who is she playing,
okay,
LBF?
Ready?
No, you're setting
tennis
her up.
Names.
You're
tennis
setting
names,
her up, man.
Julia Gatto Mont...
Julia Gulia.
Julia Gatto Mont... Stone.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's probably right.
If you know or you care. If you don't, you don't. That's all
probably right.
Julia. Hey, and, yeah, good luck, Julia.
I want to mention that the Women's World Cup semifinals is today at 3 o'clock, U.S. versus England. It's going to be amazing. I'm really excited about it. And I don't even like sports.
Well, yeah. And sports shorts. Yeah. We're trying to sell this whole concept.
Good.
I'll be a thanks.
Some what other you got, stuff. The Red Sox are still out of the country. They're up in Toronto. 3-game series with the Blue Jays tonight. They're 2 games out of the wild card spot. 7:07 tonight. They called up Trevor Kelly for the bullpen because
need help.
Bullpen is junk.
Alert.
The Celtics, they have a center. They've filled that void left by Al Horford. Enes Kanter is coming to Boston.
Oh, yeah,
he's
good.
A 7-footer. He's great. So that'll be good. Tragic story with the Angels. They lost pitcher Tyler Skaggs. He was found dead in his hotel room. Yesterday in Texas, a 27-year-old pitcher
for
the Angels.
Weird story. It's weird. I mean,
don't know what went on.
Just got married recently, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Posted pictures. Beautiful bride. Good-looking guy.
Very sad story.
On top of the world. They don't know why yet.
No.
Right?
So this is a quick look at your sports.
And on that note.
go get a coffee.
LBF, one more attempt at that. Julia who?
Julia Gulia.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Hey, don't forget, you can listen to WROR on your Alexa app anytime. So my mother-in-law, Bev, where I'm staying in Woburn, has Alexa. I said, oh, you can tell Alexa to play ROR, and you can listen to the morning show.
And did she do it?
She said, no, I did it yesterday. I'm
good. She's like, no, thanks, Bob. I hear you enough.
That was it. Yeah. Can you go back and mow the lawn? Great. So, all right. This story from New Hampshire is crazy.
Okay, I don't
I should say New Hampshire. It happened there, but
he's from Dorchester.
He's from Dorchester.
So, again, I'm just encouraging people not to go outside because it's a dangerous place.
And you can get lost.
And I'm going to double down on that. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't go outside at 1 o'clock in the morning and attempt a 31-mile hike.
That's what he did?
What?
Yes.
Oh. Who thinks that's a good idea?
Christopher Staff thought it was a good idea. He's 70 years old. He wanted to complete...
70 years old. Okay.
Yeah, but he wanted to complete the hike of a lifetime. He wanted to do the 31-mile trail known as the Pemmi Loop in New Hampshire. It's near Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And he's been hiking for 40 years, so he thought he was well-prepared.
He looks like he's in good shape.
Yeah, exactly.
For a midnight hike.
He planned this for two years, and he set out on the trail at 1 a.m. last Monday.
Okay.
But less than
less 5 crowded?
Yeah, I guess. 5 miles from the end, something went wrong. He got disoriented on the path and couldn't find the right way. He lost his backpack, which had his water in it, and resorted to drinking from the river. He says his confusion was likely the effects of dehydration. He was missing for 5 days. And so he actually, you know, some hikers discovered him after he climbed over this ridge of some sort. I don't know. I don't know what they call things on the outside.
Right.
Oh, my God. Rocks.
Right.
But anyway.
He even made it through, like, those crazy thunderstorms that came through. He, like,
brutal.
Found shelter under some rocks and stuff. And,
I mean, he's an experienced, smart guy. Experienced. But,
well, he's
you know.
Experienced.
Yes.
Right. But not smart. Okay.
Yeah.
That proves the point.
I don't know.
Anyway, he's starting to recover, eating slowly, and trying to regain the 25 pounds he lost. Wait a minute. Maybe I'll start hiking.
Oh, God. You know, there is some advantages to that. I think about
anyway, he's not going to go out alone again. So.
No.
And not at 1 a.m. So let that be a lesson to you.
Now, is that a nightmare for you? Because you were telling me that, you know, off mic, when you're talking about this story, that you're afraid of death. In all forms, anything is going to kill you.
Yeah.
So.
And so I feel like your odds are really great if you're outside and in the woods.
And in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and in the middle of the night.
That's like when all those animals go and eat
would
stuff.
You, like, let's play Would You Rather. Would you rather be stuck in the woods of New Hampshire all night, midnight, or on a dinghy floating in the ocean at night?
Oh God, that's really hard. But I think I would feel better in the woods.
Would you feel better? Than the dinghy.
A dinghy in the middle of the ocean would be awful.
It'd
be awful.
Brian, woods or
dinghy?
I'd take
the woods.
I'd take the woods.
I feel like I have a better chance of living in the woods
than the dinghy.
Yeah, I'd pass out.
That makes three. Ding, ding for the non-dingy. We have to make sure that makes three.
At least we'll be together.
In the woods. In the dinghy. Yeah. All right. That's what you rather. We're going to play that sometime. What'd you got, Brian?
Okay, we've got the Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber beef. Anderson Cooper got a little richer. And first.
Okay.
At what age do you decide that you're not going to try to hit the high notes? This is brought to you by Brigham Health, by the way. Someone's going to need a little throat surgery. Robert Plant.
I was hoping you'd play it, we'd get it, and we'd try to figure it out, but it's going to be obvious.
Oh, you have to tell me that stuff first.
I should have. Show prep 101. Yeah. That's what they call it, the B team.
Robert Plant, who I love because we have the same hair. He was at a festival in Iceland last weekend, and he busted out the Immigrant Song for the first time in 20 years because it's about Iceland and Vikings. Who knew? But it's also
pretty hard to see.
Come from the land of the Icelands now.
Oh, I don't listen to the song. All right, here he is trying to hit the high notes.
You
let me know what you think.
Go. Oh, no.
Wait.
Here it comes.
Yeah. No.
You know, if he was doing karaoke, they would be like, okay.
He's awesome.
They'd be like, yeah, that's awesome. But since it's Robert Plant and you know exactly what he used to sound like, that is why you should get rid of all the pictures of when you were in your 20s. It's like, you know, you used to sound a certain way when you're a rock star. You used to look a certain way when you're a normal human being.
There's got to be a nice boat somewhere where Robert can just go chill.
No, he's relaxed. I really like his new stuff, but he doesn't need to sing the Immigrant Song.
I still would have loved to have seen it. Right? That would have been awesome.
Yeah, it's, it would have been great. Sung it 23 years.
Would you have paid for it, though? That's the question.
Yeah, I think I would have. That would. Okay. You know what? I bet in the moment it was still really awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Playback's always terrible.
That little clip, it's maybe, all right, you can't quite do it, but the whole performance, I bet, was amazing.
I'd wait for Stairway.
Is that slow
dance.
No,
his band is Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters. Okay. Okie doke. Wow. All right, Anderson Cooper. Rich. He's already rich. He's like got $110 million, but his mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, left most of her $200 million fortune to him.
Wow.
That's a lot of Costco underwear.
What?
Yes, it is. Yes, Gloria Vanderbilt.
How is Vanderbilt still, I mean, you know, the jeans? Is that what they're still making?
Well, she had some money problems later in life. In fact, she moved into an apartment that was owned by Anderson Cooper. But I think maybe she just had all that family money from
the Vanderbilts.
The great granddaughter of railroad tycoon Cornelius Vanderbilt. You know, we don't have enough Corneliuses in
not
the world
anymore.
These days.
For $200 million, call me Cornelius.
That's back when, like, people, you know, even like when they say Bill Gates, like, he has so much money. If he spent all of his, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a day, like, you have so much
money
that when you die when you're in your 90s, you still have a ton of money.
And she did make a lot of money from the jeans, and she still sells her underwear at Costco.
How would you know that, LVF?
I don't know.
friend told you.
Costco.
Yes. And finally, Taylor Swift is doubling down on the Justin Bieber beef. She basically liked to post that somebody that accused Justin of cheating on Selena Gomez, and then it just, you know, if you like something as a celebrity, like if you
that's
like a post, that's
it's
a vote.
News.
Yes, it's news.
Yeah.
So I love it when they go on the internet and complain about each other. It's so fun.
Yeah, but they're not really doing it. They're just liking and not liking.
Yes, it's a very passive-aggressive way of accusing somebody of cheating.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. I want to hear more about the Vanderbilt underwear from Costco is what I think what America really wants to know. All right.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's 7:14. All right, so this is my first Bob observation with you guys. Remember yesterday when I asked after the show if you guys want to have lunch because I'm just kind of flying solo here for a while?
Yeah.
You seemed a little busy.
Very busy yesterday.
That's fine. So I went on the way home. I picked up a tuna wrap. Okay.
Okay.
I know it sounds fun, right?
Yeah.
So this was probably 5 miles from the house. So I get to the house, crack open the sandwich,
open it up, and it's absolutely dripping with tuna water, right? Oh, they didn't squish the fish, okay? So it was so soggy that you couldn't really bite it without everything just kind of being gross. And
yeah.
That's so really nasty.
Never happened to you? Never happened to you?
Yeah, I've had like a lousy sandwich, not like that.
So here's the question. Do you take the sandwich and throw it away? You give up. It was $6.
Never.
Okay. I didn't really.
Wow.
Okay, never.
Well, never.
Are you going to work with the sandwich? Like, what do you
do? I can't believe you insulted her like that.
Wait a minute. So you're gonna power through that sandwich.
I'm going to figure out a way to inhale
it. Did you? Okay. Brian. Come on.
I think, yeah, I would cut my losses on that one. I'd be like, ugh, gross.
With the other option, option B, was to circle back and drive back and say, who made the sandwich? This is the worst tuna sandwich I've ever had. Is it worth the 5-mile drive back for the $6? Or do you chuck it and cut your losses?
Yeah, I don't
LBF
think
eats
go back.
It. You're,
I mean, if
would
if,
you
if,
go back?
If for some chance I didn't figure it out, and I wouldn't go back. I just feel like... even 1 mile.
1 mile.
Like, I'd be like, it's not worth getting in my car and going and complaining.
I might do the mile. I think I would have gone back.
I feel like there's kind of like a physics equation
all right.
that you need.
What do you got there?
That's like a
juice,
like tuna. Distance plus time.
Cash, money.
Over how much tuna juice.
There was a lot of tuna juice, my man.
Yeah.
It was not good. Not good. Yeah. So, you have the right. The equation has to make sense.
Either way, I think you got jobbed out of your lunch.
I did.
Either way,
I just chucked it. I'm like,
I'll teach you how to power through. One of those, though, okay?
Pay yourself a four.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You got it. Takes a positive attitude and a couple of utensils.
Squeeze it out yourself.
It becomes an open face sandwich. There's a bounty towel involved.
Not giving up. All right, I would take a couple calls just for fun. If anybody's listening, 617-931-1057. Do you power through the tuna? Do you throw it away, or do you circle back?
Yeah, all right. Or is there a distance that it's like, that's the cutoff?
What's the cutoff what's for the you? Cutoff? I'm like, I, 2 miles, I should have, it was about where I wanted to go. Yeah. It was too far. All right. A tuna too far. There you go.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian, too. All right, from tuna to sharks.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
No.
I think worse than this song is the news coming out of the Great White Shark.
The Atlantic White Shark Conservancy.
Conservancy, yes. Uh-huh. Real problem, people. Because they tagged 11 sharks down the Cape in the Cape Cod Bay. Now, the other side is like, where sharks always live, where Race Point Beach, that area.
Oh, where the deep water
the
comes
deep water
in
stuff.
And everything.
But the Cape Cod Bay, it's safe because no sharks are ever spotted there.
Last year, I stayed on that, on Dennis, and we went up to Mayflower Beach, great beach.
Yep.
And it was nice. We went in the water a little bit, but they spotted a couple of sharks all summer. There were only like two spots or something. Yeah. So yesterday, Greg Scommel, he's the guy out tagging sharks, they spotted 11 on the bayside, like 9 to 10 footers. They tagged two of them.
Baby sharks?
So it seems like they're baby sharks.
Baby sharks. And babies, just as a general rule, are hungry.
They are hungry babies. Babies will eat.
From what I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 11.
And that's on the bayside this year. I'm like, well, at least we're not on the other side.
We stayed in Truro, same thing. I was like, we stayed on the bayside. And I'm like, that's fine here. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. You going in?
No way.
No.
I want to see it. I want to smell it. I want to hear it, but I'm not going in the ocean.
You just touch your toes.
Oh, come on. At least you go to your ankles?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Do the ankles.
Yeah, that's it. But no.
Not the knees.
No.
No knees.
No.
Definitely,
my
it will not
are
touch
you. Delicious.
Yeah, well, that's what they said. Wow. Oh boy! So hey, we're just beware.
That got awkward.
That got awkward real fast.
Good luck, everybody, right, going down the Cape.
This is just a public service
yes,
announcement,
exactly.
That's right? Right?
Okay, today's Dirty Laundry is all about the filthy rich.
I like
it's
it.
Brought to you by Brigham mm-hmm. Health. Oh my God. The money that Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis had is breathtaking. And the property that's for sale on Martha's Vineyard is almost immoral.
Immoral.
Yes.
Okay.
Of how much property there is. Okay. It's up for sale. The Martha's Vineyard estate that was Jackie O's is called Redgate Farm, because when you're rich, you name your properties.
You do.
My house
just
is not named. Just call it a Woodsy Shack. This is not a Woodsy Shack.
Okay.
This is listed for $65 million. It's a 340-acre oceanfront property.
What?
Yes, 340 acres.
The vineyard?
It takes the property... the ocean side, it's a mile of ocean, a private ocean, mile.
Was that Kennedy money?
I don't think it was old money. I think it was Onassis money.
Oh, it was Onassis
that guy
money.
Was pretty rich.
That is like old money.
Yeah,
got it.
The main residence is a 6,400 square foot cedar shingled style property, and those cedar shingles are expensive.
Yeah. You ever try to replace them?
Yeah. Oh, no. The worst. Anyway, it includes 5 ensuite bedrooms. That means that they have bathrooms.
Ensuite? Is that what ensuite?
That's HGTV.
Okay.
As well as a chef's kitchen. And you know no one cooks.
Like, no one cooks.
You
know, the chef cooks.
Yes. Yeah. It has a 2-story guest house featuring 4 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms. Bad idea because people come and stay.
They're not leaving.
It's like buying your own village.
Exactly. There's a pool and a tennis court.
Do people need tennis courts at all?
If you want to play tennis.
Well, I know, but it's somebody else's. So that's all.
Right.
That's the somebody else's.
I tried tennis once.
Not good.
I tried it in like 100 degrees.
No.
It was a big mistake. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got like pretty much everything you'd ever want. It's near the Squibnocket Lake, and it's so expensive.
Squibnocket Lake?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I'm in.
No. Yeah. So that's for sale. Also
nice.
For sale?
Yeah.
You got to move to Georgia, though.
Okay.
I'm really kind of psyched about this one. The Georgia mansion that inspired Margaret Mitchell's 12 Oaks.
For Gone
with the Wind.
Okay.
It's up for sale. It's being auctioned. The bid started $1 million, but they just did a $2 million renovation. It's 10,000 square feet, 12 bedroom, 12 bath. I mean, it's gorgeous, but you got to live in Georgia.
Is there a problem with that?
Yeah. And then Anderson Cooper, speaking of rich, he's richer now. He's worth $110 million, but his mom just died. And I really loved Gloria Vanderbilt. She was a hot ticket.
Was she?
She left most of her $200 million fortune to him. So,
did you buy her jeans back in the...
I didn't buy her jeans,
Vanderbilt,
but I remember, seeing the commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was that
jeans.
The Brooke Shields
that was
commercial?
Calvin Klein.
Sorry. All right. So I don't know what the Vanderbilt
was like,
tag was.
It was like a V. It was a V on the back pocket. They were pretty expensive.
They were back
and
they were in
pretty
day.
Cool. My babysitters wore them. Wow, you're fancy.
She's hot. That's correct.
A lot of babysitters wore them because she was worth $200 million, and she left it to him. She didn't think. He didn't think that she was going to leave it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why.
Maybe you could buy that place on the vineyard.
Yeah, you can do that.
I know.
And 12 Oaks in Georgia.
There you go.
It was just a buying spree. Well, anyway. There you go. If you're feeling poor before the Dirty Laundry, now even worse.
80 and more. 105.7 WROR. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right, here we go. We got Annette from Needham on the phone. Good morning, Annette.
Guys, how are you?
Ooh.
Oh, we got
Perky.
You're
excited.
It is Perky.
I'm very excited.
Nice. Well, you were telling Brian before the game that you're sitting having breakfast somewhere with your friends.
Yeah. Yep, I have 8 people. We're all having breakfast.
Wow.
No pressure.
Yeah.
8 people.
Yeah.
No pressure. Okay, you ready to go? Here's how it's going to work.
Okay.
All right, LBF has got 10 questions for you in 1 minute. Now, if you don't know one, just say pass. We'll go back to it if we have time. You get all 10 right within 1 minute. You'll win $1,000. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
So ready.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
In which sport do you find a shortstop?
Baseball.
What's the first and last name of Jacqueline Kennedy's second husband?
Jacqueline Kennedy's second husband. Pass.
Margaret Mitchell wrote this book.
Pass.
Spell playwright.
I couldn't hear you.
Spell playwright.
South playwright?
Spell.
Spell playwright.
Oh, spell playwright?
Yes.
Pass.
What was Mary's last name on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Mary Tyler Moore. Pass. Oh, my God.
Who wrote The Art of the Deal?
Who wrote what?
The Art of the Deal.
The Art of the Deal? Pass.
Alcatraz Island is located in what bay?
I couldn't hear you.
Alcatraz Island is located...
Oh, Alcatraz. That's in... Alcatraz is in California.
What bay?
San Francisco.
Okay, you got that.
No, I'm going to give that to you.
Wow. So sorry, I started to laugh.
What was for breakfast this morning? Yeah. She did not have her
your
Wheaties.
Your friends
this
weren't even
morning.
Helping you. What the heck?
Oh, Annette. Wow. Annette.
Okay, all well, right. You did get the sport you, that you find a shortstop is baseball. But the first and last name of Jacqueline Kennedy's second husband is Aristotle Onassis.
Margaret. You knew that.
Yeah.
Right, Annette?
Yes, I knew that. Oh. Right.
Margaret Mitchell wrote Gone with the Wind. Playwright is spelled Playwright. Mm. Mary's last name on the Mary Tyler Moore Show was Mary Richards. Yeah. Who wrote The Art of the Deal? Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, we didn't even get the last three.
Yeah. We'll save them for tomorrow.
Those are the really easy ones.
I know. Yeah,
sorry we didn't get to them.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
But, hey, no. All is not lost, Annette. No. All right, we got a great parting prize for you, okay?
Yep.
How about tickets to see Styx at the Orpheum Theater Saturday, November 9th? Remember Styx? They did Babe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And Mr. Roboto.
Yeah. Mr. Domo Arigato.
Yeah. You got sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. So that's
you're so happy
Annette,
still.
Yeah. Annette, you're sweet. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, Annette. Enjoy the rest of your breakfast with the gang. Now, if you think you have what it takes to enter to be a contestant, just do it now. WROR.com, and you could win $1,000.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's 8:26. All right, Brian, you had a brush with danger.
Well, yeah, you know. I had the kids in the car. Uh-huh. My wife, we're all driving over to my in-laws. You know, my kids are 5 and 9. My little girl's 5. Son's Sam.
Mm-hmm.
So we're driving along, and you ever notice just stuff on the side of the road?
Yeah.
And... As we're driving along.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, I see a pair of pants.
Okay.
And then a little bit further down the road, there's some shoes.
Were they male
and
or
then,
female shoes?
Couldn't really tell. It was all just all a right. pile. But as we drove, then I see a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then I see underwear. And I say to my wife, I'm like, honey, are you seeing this? There's like laundry all along the road. And she says, geez, I guess there'll be a naked guy next. So we come around the corner. There's a naked guy.
What was the naked guy doing?
Just walking down the street, very casually. Just sauntering.
Casually?
All right, how old was naked guy?
50.
Did you see naked guy's butt?
Or oh, yeah.
He was full walking. Full on naked.
Full on 100%. Naked. Nothing left because it was all on the road.
Did wifey enjoy the view?
Well, first thing, we're like, kids, cover right. your eyes. Oh. Nobody look. So,
which makes them look. Go ahead.
Yeah. So then my little girl was giggling. So after we drove past, we're like, "You guys didn't look right." And she's like, "He had such a big belly." And I'm like, "Oh my god!"
Well, there goes the hot part. For you.
I know. My wife was like, "Why couldn't it be a Helmsworth walking down the street?"
That doesn't happen.
And so like we immediately call 911.
This call's awesome.
Well, yeah. So and it's on the speaker in the car, and so 911 is your emergency. I'm like. Well, it's not an emergency, but there's a guy sauntering casually down the street naked.
No, that's an emergency.
And,
that
is
an emergency.
And they're like, yeah, we heard.
Oh
we heard.
My God.
So I'm like, wow, they're more like cool so calm and cool. So, but I have my wife roll a video. I can't really show the video.
Oh, yeah,
But do you want to just hear the audio?
All right, sure.
Okay.
All right, here's the audio.
Woo! Oh, my God.
Oh my god, that's so disgusting.
Why am I looking at that? Wait, why are you slowing down? Just drive.
Stop.
Frank!
Hey, honey. Hey.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking. I'm going up through the quad to the gymnasium.
Looks like it's a little cold out there, huh?
Yeah, right. Okay. Wait a minute. Technically, streaking is not walking.
Yeah, well,
you don't walk streak. Anyway. You run, okay?
All right, maybe that was awesome.
ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. All right. So, Brian was the naked guy in Bridgewater. Maybe that would have been a great theme song if he was playing that song, walking naked down the street.
It was a little weird.
It was weird
enough.
I don't know
that I would have wanted to pour anything on him.
All right, so you said your wife looked away. LBF, you said...
I'd look.
That you're going to take
I'd
a free look.
I got to take, a little peek.
Brian thought he was about 50.
Yeah.
It's fine. I don't discriminate.
He had a big belly.
His daughter thought he had a big
we can
belly.
Go out to eat.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We could go out to eat. Okay.
And it was right after the cold front came through.
Right. That was that's never a good sight. So my wife texted and said that I think I would have looked away, in all honesty, unless it was one of these three Patriots.
Patriots?
Yeah. Now, go ahead, LBF. Guess any one of the, well, you can guess one for sure, but guess all three of the Patriots.
Okay.
That she would not look
Tom
away
Brady.
From. Bingo.
Julian Edelman.
Two.
Gronk.
Did she text you two?
Well.
Are you kidding me?
No, she didn't, but I know what I know.
I got it. Wow. So that was the stupidest question of the day. I got it. 105.7 WROR. It's 8:55 with Bob and LBF and Brian. All right. If you're traveling tomorrow, avoid these times if at all possible.
It's not possible because this is when people get out of work. And so it's between 4:30 and 6:30.
The worst time to travel, July 3rd.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what?
Why?
Well, because here, this statistic is crazy. More than 40 million Americans will travel by car. It's the most popular form of transportation, and it's a record high since 2000 when AAA began tracking holiday travel. So everyone's going away this weekend.
Everybody's going away.
And I've all of them go are away. Going, yeah. I'm going away at 4:30.
At 4:30. I'm going to hit the road a little earlier thanks to that tidbit. Yeah, but that's the worst time. You're almost double.
Yeah, I don't.
Depending on where you're going.
I was going to go down the Cape at that time because I picked my daughter up from camp, and now
talked you out of it.
I really think I might wait till the morning.
Wait till the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as bad.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know you don't like
boozing, but whatever.
I go on the 3rd.
That at home.
That's true.
Like every night.
Scratch that. She's leaving now.
Hey, and let's check the ride. Why don't we?
Oh, yeah. How is it now? Are people, getting out of here early?
You know, I think people are going to work today to get stuff done so they can get out early.
Okay.
That's the problem. We've had some problem spots. Your trouble spot traffic is brought to you by Monroe Auto Service and Tire Center. So there was an accident just before the Zakim Bridge on 93 southbound. You're backed up to 16 on that one. And on the other side, an accident has cleared. There was one in the O'Neill Tunnel coming northbound. You're still stop and go back to Furnace Brook Parkway there. And 95 northbound, you're slowing to Ponset up to 93. Pike eastbound, stop and go 128 to the supermarket overpass. And 128 south, the problem all morning through that Lexington stretch, there was that earlier accident at 4 and 225. Don't let car trouble stand in your way. The pros at Monroe Auto Service and Tire Centers always have great deals like a conventional oil change for just $15.99. Visit MONRO.com.
Hey, it was great show number two today, guys. Right? I mean, not bad.
No,
we're getting
not
there.
Not bad at all.
Really
right?
Well.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. So you guys are busy yesterday for lunch. So maybe today we can three of us get together, talk about the show. Go nice, maybe a tuna sandwich.
No.
Does that work for you?
Nope, not today.
Today's not good.
I gotta
get
ready to go away for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, so
the traffic.
I don't have any plans.
Sounds like tomorrow's no good either. I think I got it. Okay, good. Things are going swimmingly here. Fine.
Wow.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.